All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to our headlines this hour, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The Miami Heat will be back in action on the Summer League court in Las Vegas. 4:30 is your tip-off. As everybody descends upon yesterday, you had Cooper Flagg make his Summer League debut against Bronny James in a little Mavs-Lakers action, where they had a very famous trade this past season.
Basically traded Luka for AD and Cooper Flagg.
Did I see that? Did AD, he got a retina reattached?
Yeah.
This man is a game of operation. Is he okay?
I don't know, but yeah.
Retina?
His Jeez. Retina.
Is he going to be wearing the...
I don't know.
Goggles? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Got to protect that. That's crazy. He's apparently going to be ready for the season, but...
So they say. Oof.
Yeah, so they say. I mean, we know his track record. He gets banged up a lot, but it seems like he's inventing new places to get hurt. And I did see, speaking of Lakers drama, DeAndre Ayton, he said on our old pal, George Sedano, he was on his show in L.A., said he got a welcome text from Luka, not from LeBron.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus.
Just doing that. Do with what you will.
Ahead, see what I deal with on a daily basis.
I hear it every day. I hear it on the daily.
Don't do that what you will.
Oh, my God.
By the way, the more I watched this Giannis video, because you were asking, hey, what was the context of that?
Was it with the streamer?
With the streamer, IShowSpeed.
IShowSpeed, and he was talking about New York and then his answer and everything like that. Giannis, you know what? He is enjoying the fruits of social media and how to troll the likes of Tobin. So that's
why he's trolling me.
Oh, he's trolling everybody, and he's trolling the likes of you, the Tobes.
I don't know, because I
right now, Milwaukee Tobes is hyperventilating.
If I was Milwaukee Tobes, I'd be nervous. That's all I'm saying.
All he's doing is drinking all Milwaukee's and smoking Palmolive's right now. Milwaukee Tobes.
If you're Milwaukee Tobes. Milwaukee Toes would be nervous. That's all I'm saying. I know you're going to think that everything's not a big deal and it's not a big thing, but like we, you know, he comes in and he was asking about where we were at with the whole, oh, what did he say beforehand? And he was asking, oh, you know, where do you live? He was asking Speed, and then they get into a talk about taxes, and Speed, maybe giving the Heat an assist, was explaining how Florida taxes. Much better than L.A. or New York.
Wisconsin doesn't have state tax, do they?
I believe they do.
Yeah. L.A.? No, Florida.
Florida.
Yup.
Taxes are better there, huh?
Yup, tax is good there.
Tax is better there.
L.A., the tax is bad. New York, tax is bad.
Yeah.
Hell nah.
A lot of people tried to convince me to go and play there and stuff.
Oh, nah. No. So you staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. We'll see.
See. Probably.
Hey, all this clearing the throat and looking sideways got Tobin.
No, Tobin's listening to the probably. That probably wasn't convincing. He was like,
yeah.
He started. No. Hold on. all I'm saying is he said probably like he was starting a lawnmower. He was like, probably. And then it was like, how much taxes? You said no taxes in Florida, huh? Interesting. Very interesting. Well, now that we have more context, it's good to know. Just good to know. That's all. Do with it what you will, dude.
All right, let me get to it.
I'm not reaching. I'm not looking. I'm not. Hey,
all right.
Because I may not even want Giannis. I may want Joker. I'm not even sure.
See, that was the one I was going to ask you now. Now, he did not agree to his extension.
Mm-hmm.
He's a free agent after this upcoming season.
Yep.
Right, 26-27, right? That's when he's a free agent. Hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's already has one of his
countries. Little brate.
Yeah, he has his little brother here, right?
He does.
And his brothers love down here, huh?
All I'm saying, Vlad, is we're going to keep an eye on Eurobasket this summer.
Vlad, you know what? Out of the crazy ones, though, Leroy,
stop, Vlad.
I could see a Jokic one in 2 years.
We have so many horses. We have so many horses. He's going to have the best farm down here.
He could ride his horse on the beach.
We no longer have the Trotters.
Man, we could reopen Hialeah. He could do it.
Because they used to have Hialeah, and then they had the one up in Pompano.
Pompano, yep.
That one closed too, didn't it?
What if, Joker's like, if they brought him in for a tour, and they're like, hey, you ever been to Hialeah Racetrack? And he goes, what happened? And he goes, kind of fell out. He goes, you could reopen a Joker. It could be Joker Racetrack. He goes, it could be Joker Racetrack.
Except Don Eddie call it Joker.
Yeah, but when he sees the Astron out there, Jokic.
Oh, like, man.
Oh, I thought horses had highs.
What is the last time they raced at Hialeah? The last time I was at Hialeah, it was for a Deontay Wilder. No, it wasn't a Deontay Wilder. It was a Luis Ortiz fight. Deontay Wilder was on the call, or he came to the fight. That's the last time I remember there being a fight at Hialeah. I don't know when the last time they raced.
Was that Ortiz fight before he fought Wilder a second time?
Yes. Before they fought for the first time.
Okay.
They kind of staged a little altercation because Ortiz hadn't fought. He got busted on a drug test, but it ended up being for heart medication. So he was kind of on the outs for a couple of years. It was his return fight. And then when he won that fight, he ended up fighting Deontay Wilder.
But we have Gulfstream.
We do have Gulfstream. They don't do the harnesses, though, do they?
No.
So no, I don't know.
The dirt is different.
We got dog tracks. We don't have dog tracks anymore?
Nope.
Nah, I think they outlawed it. Pretty sure they outlawed it. All I'm saying, Vlad, a lot's riding on this Euro basket, right? Because if Jovic looks like a real deal and he can capture the championship for Serbia, all of a sudden, little brother looks like a nice little partner that you want to try to pair with, you know? That's what I'm excited
Except
about.
Except if you trade for Jokic, you're probably going to have to give up little brother.
No, you don't have to trade for him.
This is going to become little Serbia.
You're not trading for him. He's going to be out like in another year or so.
Okay. Now, will Bam have to start learning about ski resorts? Perhaps.
Don't go to Vail.
Him and Hero, they better get their ski masks on.
Bam, just don't go to Vail.
That's what you'd have to watch out for because, it would have to be like, oh, little Serbia, huh?
But he'd be closer to Vegas, though.
He would be. That's true. He'd be right there for the that's a hops that's a little travel there. Even though I guess the seasons don't line up too much.
No, the women's it doesn't. That's why when you said he went to Greece, I'm like, man, he went to Greece while she's playing in the W.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's rough.
Road trip.
Yeah, those Mykonos. Mykonos is great at this time.
I mean, look, am I going to overreact greatly if all of a sudden Bam and Giannis happen to run into each other in Greece? Maybe.
Dude, you have an unbelievable imagination.
What? It's not that crazy. If he just goes, gives Giannis a call, he goes, hey, man, I'm on a boat at one of these Greek islands.
Leroy, you know what I love? I think Tobin thinks when superstar athletes, chill and vacation together, that all they're talking about is how they can, link up and take over the league. Like, that's what he thinks, and it's nothing like that. They're not even talking about anything that's
basketball-related.
You guys are
any basketball-related content they're not talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So you think if Bam should run into to Joker that – he'd put the wheels in motion.
If Bam ran into Giannis in Greece.
Oh, to Giannis. Sorry, Giannis.
If he ran into Giannis in Greece. I mean, I think his agent's Greek, Opa!
So they've already been connected before. So if they ran into each other in Greece, they'd just hang out.
Maybe. Giannis is just like, hey, check out this gyro. He goes, oh, delicious. I'm just, what? Is it that crazy?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That stutter of like
probably.
Didn't sound too enthusiastic. Look,
hey, Vlad. See how he just threw some extra cheese on that burger?
Oh, Parmesan. You saw that, right? Parmesan. Par for the course. Parmesan.
You're only saying that because he dismissed New York. If he didn't dismiss New York, you'd be all over this, Vlad.
Oh, I don't. Listen. He didn't dismiss anything. I just think it's funny that he's trolling, and the trolling gets guys like you excited. You know who else is excited? San Francisco Tobes. We talked to him not too long ago.
Why should he be excited? He just found out that California taxes are bad.
So what? State is involved. The fact that Golden State knows that Giannis is out there, that's got to get San Francisco Tobes. What's his name? We talked to him.
And guess who's going to get traded?
Pivot?
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And what was that guy's name? He was funny.
Because they play funny. The same type of game.
Yeah, but San Francisco Tobes like, the Warriors right now. Listen, Giannis wants to come play with Steph. He wants to play with Steph. Schmieden he's saying says, it.
Schmieden Schmolnick says, let's swap our hero for that Euro. Wow.
Point four.
Come on, don't do this, Tobes. Not now.
What am I doing? I'm just kicking back, Vlad. No pressure on me. I'm happy having Norman Powell, you know?
Vlad, I got a vaccine for that, so I'm able to deal with it now.
Just right now, because everything's, you know, calm.
You asked, hold on. You're the one yesterday who asked for more context to the conversation. We now have it.
Didn't really give more context.
They were talking taxes, baby.
No, that's the same bit you played, the same thing you played yesterday.
No, because we didn't play the beginning part with the taxes.
Yeah, you did.
No, we didn't.
You talk about New York. Okay, it came in right after the tax part of it.
Exactly, dude. When he found out Florida taxes, which, maybe Speed wants to, he goes, you
let
know,
me ask
I'd
you
love
this,
to,
Tobes.
I'd love to see every night become a season ticket
holder.
You know
the way sports works now, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is that, so when the Heat go to New York or the Heat go to Milwaukee, you got to pay taxes to those states in the games you play there.
Not the half ones you play at home, though. And you play the Magic twice more.
All right.
That is true. You do play 43. Yeah. But let me ask you this, Tobin. I know in your fantasy world, you think there is no salary cap so that the Heat can grab everybody.
Yep.
But let's say there is one that they can grab in the next 2 years. Who is the player that you want?
Joker or Giannis? I want Joker.
Or Luka?
I want Joker.
Honestly,
out of those three, I'm gonna put a fourth one because I know you love this person so much. It's between Joker, Giannis, Luka, or Ant-Man.
That's
who do you think
I want?
See, I know him. I know him.
Hey, Vlad, I'm still taking Joker.
You still taking Joker?
Because that dude takes over a game like no other.
The only thing with Joker that I'm always worried about is one day he's just going to say, I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay, so out of those four, he would be the last one you would go for, Tobin. Wow, that would be
no. I think
one
I'd rank him second.
Oh, you rank him second.
I think if I had to rank it,
but that's because he likes Ant-Man.
I'd go Ant, Joker, Giannis or Luka.
Yeah,
Luka then Giannis.
Yeah, I think I go Luka Giannis just because of age.
Because of the age,
not even the age, just the shooting.
But you know, one
because
guy is 7 foot.
When you get
so
banged
dominant.
Up, when you get banged up, all them trips to the rim. Just ask Jimmy.
But he doesn't get banged up that much. He's 7 foot.
He doesn't, but
he's strong.
It's coming.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back after this. Oh, hello! Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm working the trade machine right now. I'm having a great time.
You ain't working no trade machine. Here's how Tobin's trade machine.
I swear to God, I'm working the trade machine.
We get Joker.
No, I wasn't actually even doing a Joker trade, to be honest with you. I was doing a LeBron trade.
You literally are starting something right now. Look at you.
I'm not starting something. Look, there's a lot of the ESPN dropped this article today, basically on the Lakers and LeBron are, you know, it's not good right now. And now this guy Gambo, who's got his pulse on the NBA, he's been on this whole, he's a Suns reporter, but you know he's usually accurate, and he was reporting that the Lakers want to move on from LeBron ASAP, that LeBron is upset that they have. This is what LeBron's upset about. Okay, been the face of the league for 20 years. Lakers got a new squeeze. That's what it is—a Slovenian squeeze. But
here's, as much as I love LeBron, don't you have to be more aware,
Leroy? Are you believing this? You think this is actual? You believe this, or this is just fodder because they have nothing to talk about during the summer? This has been pretty weak.
Yeah,
free agency
but
year. I don't think LeBron is like, caring about that.
My job is to keep my boy focused.
I'm focused.
You're a loose cannon. I know I'm not.
This is from Ramona Shelburne and Brian Windhorst. The Lakers made their statement in not offering James a contract beyond the season. It was abundantly clear that the 21-time All-Star's time as the face of the Lakers had for the first time planned an end date. Even if James set a record for the NBA, whether it's the 25-26 season to be James' final season is up to him. But if he wanted a Hollywood ending, the Lakers give legends of the game. The release date is set for spring of 2026. Luka Doncic in, LeBron James out. LeBron also reportedly felt that the Lakers didn't fully value everything he'd done, shifting their focus to Luka Doncic. James understood the Lakers taking full advantage of the opportunity to pivot to a younger superstar, but James's perspective, sources said, was nuanced, was sometimes lost during the transition. Doncic had never asked to be a Laker. James, for his part, had chosen LA coming in 2018 when the team missed the playoffs for five consecutive seasons, worst run for the franchise since its move from Minneapolis. 2 years later, he helped deliver their 17th championship.
Yeah, that was years ago.
It was years. I understand it was years ago, but I can't help what his feelings are.
Well, then.
So all I'm saying.
But then, okay. I know what you're saying.
So if his feelings are hurt, all right. I don't know if Cleveland. Maybe Cleveland wants him back.
That would be it, because guess whose team is closer to winning a championship than the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
The Cleveland Cavaliers. So
it is. It is. But you have to remember, Vlad, make a lot of money. Yeah. He makes $52 million. Not easy, because you'd have to give out a big, important piece.
Yeah, but guess what? If you take in me and my son could develop, and then the legacy continues, yeah, this is it.
Look, the Cleveland thing is very obvious, but you also have to remember, Vlad, let's not forget, like it's nothing, him and the owner there are not exactly kumbaya.
They weren't kumbaya before he went back.
But when he was gone, they've talked about they're super bad. They want to do this without LeBron. I don't know if they're all open arms to bring him back.
How has Cleveland looked when LeBron leaves? They don't look too good.
Well, they can't get past the second round.
When they're with LeBron, LeBron gets them past the second round. But just saying, I know it's – hey, listen. What's the chances of a Hollywood ending with the Heat? Really, Tobin. What's the
think about this.
Leroy,
about
what's
this.
The chances?
I would say –
well, it's up to him. He's got a no-trade clause, so he's going to have to pick the place. But they also have to be a place that would be willing to take him on.
And his son.
And his son, which I think that he would be. Well, I can't speak for them, but I don't think – why wouldn't they be? They've known him since he was a wee lad.
Right. I just think – I don't think LeBron is that unaware that – teams need to move on or start to build for the future.
East is wide open, as Michael Beasley says in the chat.
I understand all that, but some of the things that you're saying about how LeBron feels doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying.
For a guy who's that aware of how the NBA works. And in fact, he was the main one talking about, I need help. So he can pick his spots.
Right.
What would be a better guy than Luka?
And where would I do that? And in Miami, I'm going to have to beat a guy.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. One, you're going to be the face of the team, and you do have a team that would fit really well with him, to be honest with you. Like, where's if the they shooters? Trade, just hear me out on this. Hear me out. If you have a team that would just be a defensive point guard who's not going to need the ball that much in Davion Mitchell.
Okay.
A shooting two guard, which is always something LeBron needs, is shooting around him. You have Bam at the four and Kalela lob threat, and LeBron essentially gets to be the point guard. On top of it, they have Norman Powell. Even if they didn't want to put Davion, if they wanted to put two shooters with Norman Powell and Tyler Herro around him, that's a pretty good fit, dude. Like, you're not going to get much of a better basketball fit than that for him.
When LeBron has success, he has three knockdown shooters with him.
Yeah, you only got two.
Who has three knockdown shooters in the league around them? Like, he's going to – I mean, and you're talking about two of the – he's going to have two of the best shooters in the league with him.
Well, yeah, Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, and Kyle Korver.
But I'm just saying, like okay, with Bam, Kalel, Tyler, and one other guy.
Norm right? Powell.
Okay, you're going to go that route? Okay, you got two shooters. That could work. Okay?
Yeah.
But if Powell doesn't start, that's LeBron with one shooter? Yeah, that's not going to work?
They probably would start him. And then LeBron's essentially the point guard.
So you want to have – that's not good shooting out there. Bam can't shoot like that.
That's what I'm saying. You
Davion can't shoot.
But Davion – I'm not putting Davion in the starting lineup here.
So, okay.
So Powell and Herro can get attacked offensively with LeBron. So.
No, Powell can play some defense. Yeah.
Well, he feels like he's gonna dial it back up. he's gonna dial it back up defensively.
Well, he might have to because LeBron is woo.
Yes, it is. You have a 40-year-old out there defending. Like, you're gonna need some help, but he does have. I mean, he's gonna have the help of you have the help of Bam and Kalel behind you. It's not bad.
Yeah, but pick your poison.
I'm just saying, like, what? So if you were to like, what are the other options that you would throw him out there with? Because just. If he did want to really move on, and if the Lakers do want to move on from him ASAP.
And what young talent are you sending back to the
I'm not sending them young talent.
How about this now? If you can get LeBron and Dalton Connect along with the trade, that's different because now you're getting shooting. Because if you're gonna do that trade, all right, you know what? I'm gonna play. I'm gonna have fun with you. All right, do the trade. What else do you have? Because like Leroy just said, you don't have that much great shooting.
I've done the trade to make it work with the caps because either at first apron hard cap and the Lakers situation. This is the trade that works. Okay.
Okay.
Wiggins. Terry Rozier. They got to have the salary fit. If this is going to be a drama thing,
Rozier's
got to
go. He's got to go.
Yeah, you got to fit the salary. Like, them's the rules. Like, I know nobody wants Terry Rozier, but if you got to move on from this big drama of LeBron hanging over your head, you got to take care of Rozier. Haywood Highsmith, Jaime Jaquez Jr. Four, LeBron James, Bronny James, and handsome Gabe Vincent.
That's just for J-Fig. Look at that smile. Did you see her?
That's the trade.
Oh, my God. She didn't care about anything until she said.
What did you take out Gabe and put Dalton Connect?
Why would you do that to me, Leroy?
I got to see if the salary works. Let me see. Let's see. Trade machine. I take out Gabe Vincent. You put on old Tennessee intangible himself. Try trade. Doesn't work in the cap because the Heat need to put out more money, or the Heat need to take.
Leroy, so sorry.
So you got that's the salary. That's the salary that works. Unless I'm putting in more players, but you're getting very complex for me, Leroy.
Jackson Hayes, throw in Jackson. No, he has no trade clause. Crazy enough, he has no trade clause. That's crazy.
I think he waived it. Didn't he waive it?
When?
I thought he waived it already.
No, he signed it to get it. He's only one of the three players to have a no trade clause.
I thought that he waived. Well, he has one of those weird no trades that's like because you have a no trade by default by the union if you have enough years, and then, so like if you have a 1-1, you essentially have a no trade.
I think he signed with the Lakers for a year, and he didn't want what they were trying to do to Dorian Finney-Smith happen to him, so he made sure he got that enforced in his contract.
What about the Knicks? Right. You would take you. What if you want to go to the Knicks, Fly? Would you be into that?
No.
Not at all?
No, I thought about this. I thought about this. Because, you know, that's a love affair that's always been rumored for since.
Hot and heavy, those two.
Right. But he's 40, bro.
It's a lot like Alondra and Nick, you know? They always looked at each other.
Are we talking Long Island? Love Island?
I was waiting.
No, we're talking LeBron Island. Oh,
okay. LeBron Island?
Yeah.
No, listen. Name wise, marquee wise, if he brought a championship, it would really elevate him into like crazy tier. Like he's already in the top two already, but New Yorkers would try to push him more. The fact of the matter is, you're giving up a lot just to get him. I'm not willing to give up OG. I'm not willing up to give McBride Bridges or Cap just for a guy who only has a year or two left in the league.
You know who it would be, right? It'd probably be Bridges.
Right, because Bridges, it would make sense to Bridges because he has a year left, but they would all, but the contract has to work out, and OG makes the most.
You'd have to throw in somebody else.
So it'd have to be like Cat or Mitch, and I don't know if I want to lose Mitch. Mitch is too valuable. A 7-foot athletic big man. We see, you know how athletic that, you know how valuable that is, and you have a neophyte. You have a rookie that you have a second year guy that you're trying to mold. So think about what he's going to look like in another couple of years. I can't give up something that we've developed over 6-7 years and is looking very, you know, looking like a legit top five center in the East because of what he can do. To give all of that up for one guy, I know he's great, but he's 40, bro.
I get it. And I understand. So that's why it's like you guys were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. The Heat obviously are looking for some kind of, you know, big swing, but it's not a risky move. It's not like, because you got basically two guys that you'd have to put in there. You know, if you want to put in the young asset, Jaime gets to go back to LA. Like, that's, oh, we got this young guy. He was a first team all rookie. Blah, 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 blah.
But
he gets a fresh start.
And there's a flip to LeBron also. When he does retire, you have $50 million in salary.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. So a team like Miami would probably be, it's probably the perfect fit because, okay, he plays another year or two. That 27 free agency is the free agency everybody's looking at. Everybody should have money.
Yeah, and who would you better want to develop your son? Like, this place is going to, like, they would, since they've known since he was a wee lad. I'll stop saying that.
It's funny when you say that.
We'll take a break, mix things up on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. It's time for us to get to the mix bag. And we'll start off here. Matthew Tkachuk, he was in Tahoe for, what is this, like a celebrity golf tournament?
Yes.
Leroy?
Yes.
Say it again.
It's the big,
the big celebrity golf tournament they do over in Tahoe. So he sat down with Stu Gatz on Stupidity and was asked about, you know, has this whole winning the cup thing been easy? And he had some words for all the Canadian fans who people feel sorry for.
Chucky, everybody says that the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win. You've won back-to-back. Is part of you looking around
pretty
being
easy
like,
for him.
It's not that hard.
No, it's hard because, you know, what people don't really think of a lot. You know, I've gotten a few here today that I'm sure from Western Canadians like, can't you just let Edmonton get it? And I'm like, do you feel bad for them? I'm like, you don't feel bad for anybody because at the end of the day, we lost to Vegas a few years ago and nobody gave a shit about us. So
right, but Canada cares about hockey and we've taken that away from them in South Florida.
Yeah, like, well,
has to hate South Florida.
What I've seen from my time in South Florida is they care a ton.
Yes.
So much about hockey, more than I could have ever pictured. So
right.
I've loved playing there. It's been the time of my life. Best thing that's happened to me in my sports, in my hockey career. And looking forward to hopefully another one. I don't know.
Man, he's the best.
He needs a haircut.
No, that's his thing, the curly hair.
You don't like the curly the curly hair, Vlad?
Nah, he's giving me Rocky from Mass vibes.
Hmm. Well, he is... He is not feeling bad. I mean, remember that Vegas series, that he was broken sternum in that series. Brother had to help him out of bed to try and suit up to play in that series. And now he's got two cups, two rings. Been a good run for the Chucky era.
Still my guy.
I love the idea though of Canada. Oh, please, please.
So does that mean the cup is in Tahoe?
I don't know.
That would be a good place to party.
I think it just got back from getting a plate put on it.
Yeah, I think that, I think Leroy's right. I think we're about 24 hours away from Roberto Luongo eating some more pasta out of it. I think that's what we're
headed. The exhibit at the Hockey Hall of Fame is already up.
There'll be Parmesan in there.
Hockey Hall of Fame's in Toronto, J-Fig?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it's just there for a short visit because you know that thing ain't going to be in Canada very long.
Bye. Bye. You guys can get it.
Wait. You know what would be the perfect troll job? If Sam Bennett or spend the day with the cup in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you should.
I mean, I think they would.
You should. A lot of them do that hometown tour. It's gotta get a, you know, there's got to be a Finland visit. There's got to be a Canadian visit. Bob wants to take it to Russia. I don't know what the deal is there.
Lundell, I mean,
I'm definitely drinking vodka off the Stanley Cup. Russian vodka. Yeah.
Well, he said when we talked to him last year, Vlad, he's like, he looks at that thing like it legitimately is the Holy Grail. Because like, we were like, Bible? Oh, did you? He goes, Bob was like, I don't. He goes, I just looked at it. Like he definitely has too much respect for the cup to eat out of it. Even though everybody has done it, he won't do it.
Let me say this. Panthers, next celebration next year when we're back around here for the three-peat. Sorry, Rouse. Let's give Bob the trophy first. Because I think Bob, like you said, Bob doesn't do anything but like really admire the trophy. And I don't want him to put anything in that trophy that he has to eat, because we all know these other guys, his teammates, are doing some of the filthiest, most diabolical things to that trophy.
When you get Nate Schmidt Day, who
knows? I think Bob should get it first so that it is purity, and then the debauchery could happen.
Yeah, you know? Agreed.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. Leroy, if you had the trophy, you know Tobin had it the night before or a couple days before. You're gonna be kind. Aren't you gonna look at the trophy like, what can I do with the trophy that Tobin didn't just Tobinize and messed up? Leroy's not looking at anything right now. He's completely.
Hey, I'm listening.
Would you want dibs on it, Leroy, or would you allow me to have the cup first?
No.
It first, right?
Yeah. Put your nasty ass with the cup and do all that stuff with
see,
the cup.
I don't see, mean. I told you.
I have to go get that cup steam cleaned after you've used it. Tobin, there ain't nobody on this show. If we all got a day with the cup, we'd give you the cup first.
Why?
Because the cup going to come back dented. It might have some red stuff on it.
There's definitely fire. There's definitely fire.
Somehow you'll find a way to use it.
It might be a little burnt. Yeah. It's going to be bent.
Oh, it's definitely going to be bent. He's going to do one of his antics and just throw the cup. Yeah. And then, like, where'd the cup go?
He might use it in a closed set.
Possibly set it on fire.
No, we're going to do a bonfire out of the Stanley Cup.
Fireworks, right? Yeah, fireworks.
You never know when you start drinking.
Let me explain something to you.
Little drinky poos.
There is absolutely no way.
Probably put any water in it.
You would get the cup first.
I'm hurt by this.
I would say it would go...
J-Fig
first. Jennifer, Vlad, me, then you.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
See, because
she's definitely partying with the cup. She's gonna take it to some mosh pit.
Hey, she ain't gonna crop it out.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Oh no, then you move. No, Vlad, me, then mosh pit.
You're gonna say,
then
what would Vlad actually do?
Wait a minute. What about Frog Boy?
You're gonna trust? No, he's after Tobin.
Frog Boy gonna take it to Orlando to show mama, and it's gonna get caught in some kind of hurricane or tornado. And then he gonna tell us a story of how he lost the cup, and we're gonna have to call witnesses.
No, he'll have the cup. He'll lose the baby. And we'll have to find the baby while finding the cup. Well, with the cup.
Over all over again.
Yeah, it'll be all over again. And somehow we'll find the baby and lose the cup. It'll be like a 2-hour movie.
Next in the mixed bag, you guys familiar with Randy Moss?
Yes.
Play with Leroy Horde.
Yep.
He today was at a restaurant opening. He's opening a chicken restaurant called Crispy's, which I guess is going to have a partnership with Hard Rock Stadium this year. So he spent some time with the media. And this is from David Ferronis's Twitter account, Miami Dolphins reporter for the Sun Sentinel. And he gave some thoughts on the Miami Dolphins upcoming season.
I think it's going to be very interesting. You know, with Mink bringing Mink back, you know, training Jalen, with all the drama and things off the field that's been going on over the last year. I'm just looking for a big year from this offense with Tua and Tyreek Hill mainly.
Has to make Randy Moss nuts that they that last year was what it was for Tyreek Hill. You know that he's like, well, why are we playing safe?
Here's the deal. And I've been saying this since the end of last season. This whole season is going to be centered around one thought, and that's Mike McDaniel and how he decides to run offense, okay? Because, again, if you follow Mike McDaniel, so if I play defense, and when Mike McDaniel first came to Miami, the stuff that I would study on him would be from Atlanta, Cleveland, San Francisco, to see how he ran the football. Once he got here, he didn't run the football that way. And so he got out of his element. So what I want to see is, because if you think about it, all those places ran the ball physically. They had a physical style of offense. Then he got here and it wasn't that. So I want to see if he remembers the success he had and how he had it, and if he tries to get back to that. If he does that, all the other things that Randy is talking about are going to also flourish in it. But if you cannot run the football, what ends up happening is, here's a basic fundamental fact of offensive football. If you put yourself in a situation where you have to do something, it's easy to defend. So when I get mad at 2nd and 12, 2nd and 13, because they ran a damn bubble screen or a outside zone play and get tackled behind the line of scrimmage, now Tyreek and Waddle and all these guys are easy to guard because they know you got to get a chunk play. So how do you defend that? How do you make that better? You run the ball better on first and second down, and it opens up your offense for the other downs. That guy knows that. He's smarter at this than me. So how in the hell can I see it? He's still running toss sweeps and bubble screens to the outside.
Coach,
You want me to tell you why? Because he's trying to outcoach the room. Trying to overcoach. Well, if I do this, they're going to do that, so I'm going to switch it up and do this, and then you end up with nothing. At some point, the defense, the other team, has to stop you. No matter what you do, you got to have the horses to be able to beat the guys in front of you. It ain't going to be coaching. It ain't going to be play calling. But you can't just eliminate your players from making plays because you think the other team's going to do this. No.
She's the pot.
Nobody wants ya.
And Vlad, I'm a patient dude when it comes to this, right? But I'm annoyed that Mike McDaniel is so outside of what he has done to make him successful that is driving me crazy. It really is. And so some of the things that I've seen on the positive side of this is that they tried to get physical up front. Right? Defensively, they're going to maintain that physicality up front. Offensively, try to get some offensive linemen. They signed a broke one, but they say he'll be okay. Running backs. They got some running backs with some power. That means some straight ahead power that still have speed. So when you have a guy that has some speed, but also runs with power, it opens up a lot of things because you don't know where he's going to run. Every time Achane got the ball, where did he run?
Outside.
You think the defense don't know that? Them guys are pros too.
Schmeathan says Weaver will be the interim coach by week 10.
I say week five.
No, because
you say week five. Vlad, it's all divisional games. If they're 1-4, 1-3 after 4 weeks.
That Monday night game.
Here's why. Because again, that dude's not dumb. Okay. And I'm not just gonna say that he can't do it. And look, that's what you think? No razzle dazzle in Leroy's game? No, not at all. I played with Randy Moss, Chris Carter, and Jake Reed. Right? And you know what every week what Denny would come into the room and say?
Give the ball to 26.
All that don't mean nothing if we can't run the football and be physical up front.
Did he say you let him off the hook?
No. That was, hey, let me tell you something. I only saw Denny
really
blow up like that one time or two times since all the time I was in Minnesota. So when he blew up like that, it had been building.
But Tobes, you're right. I believe if you guys lose to the Colts, lose to the Bills, lose to the Patriots, and then losing that Monday night game to the Jets. Yeah, I don't think Mike McDaniel's the coach.
I don't even think it has to be 0-4, Vlad. I think
1-3. I just think if they get embarrassed on that Monday night game.
Well,
if it's 1-3 and it's not the Bills that you beat that one game, it's gonna get hot. It's gonna get hot, dude.
You want me to tell you how Mike McDaniel loses his job? Right. If what you know of Mike McDaniel and the offense that he runs, if he keeps trying to force feed that nonsense that he's been doing the last couple years with the outside zone and all that stuff, and they get dumb trucked again because they're not physical, you'll be able to see that in the first 3 weeks. And I'm going to tell you, if they don't play a physical style of football or it looks different or they're trying to be more physical up front, if they're not even attempting to do that and he's still trying to get outside and you see a lot of second and 11s, second and 12s, his ass is gone.
Evan 11 says, y'all are crazy. Ross not firing anybody until at least week 8 or 9. Dade South says, Razzle.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you after the first 2 or 3 games if Mike McDaniel will have his job. Because you'll know. Because if it looks the same as it did last year, how in the hell can you expect different results?
Dade South says razzle and dazzle are what Leroy called his shoulder pads.
Jake and the fat man.
Also in the mixed bag, Keyshawn Johnson had a great performance his last game.
He's a very athletic dude.
Keyshawn Johnson. There's no fans allowed at the California Classic. Except for 2 years in a row, Keyshawn Johnson's family.
You know, no fans were really allowed into the building, but you got a big cheering section here. Of course, you're from Oakland. You're from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
What's it like having your family here?
Man, get them some camera time over there, man. Go. That's my family. My family came out. You know, Bay Area always come out. I love my family to death.
It's crazy. He's the only guy who has a cheering section at the California Classic.
Yep.
I love that.
No, Vlad, don't do it.
Vlad is trying to do a whole timeout.
No.
And you both are about to get -1.
I was going to do it, but
I'm not talking about size. I'm not talking size.
I was just talking about the outfit.
I'm not even going to talk about the outfit. Not even going to talk about the outfit.
Wait.
Just where you went, Shorty. I just have a thing when girls are throwing gang signs. I'm just saying. It's kind of trouble. It's alarming. It's alarming to me. It was alarming.
That's Oakland. It is Oakland.
It was alarming. That's it. That's all I said. That's all I said. It wasn't about the outfit.
It wasn't even about the looks. Like she was about to run in the Olympics.
See, I didn't say none of that.
And
I
this
just,
is why you got
all I said was, I'm just, when they're throwing gang signs, it's just alarming to me. That's all. She might have a shift. You know, I don't know. She was just a blade under her tongue. I just don't know. But in her celebration, there was gang signs being thrown, and I was just.
We're getting off that. And Dade South, saying. Shame on you. Shame on you for that comment, Dade South.
Let me see.
It's the.
We'll take a break here on the show. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
Point for Twitcher.